Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score on the Lines, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search the You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick joins us. As all guests do on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Doing all right.
We're doing okay. There's a fun game tonight. We've got the, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Commanders and the Eagles facing off.
Indeed. Yeah, this should be a good one. And I think I've got a prop winner for Dustin.
All right.
What's he got, Nick? He's been pretty good this season. So we'll look to keep it rolling here. So Marshawn Lattimore, guys, the trade deadline a couple weeks ago in the NFL, the Commanders traded for Saints corner Marshawn Lattimore. Mm. He's not going to play tonight for Washington. And I think that's a huge loss going up against the two receivers for the Eagles and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Now, Dan Quinn's a good defensive coach. They have to try and take away this downfield passing game. I think that's going to leave the middle of the field wide open for Dallas Goedert tonight, Philadelphia's starting tight end. Returned from injured reserve last week. Looked like he was shot out of a cannon. Goddard's receiving yards prop tonight is 30.5. I love the over for Dallas Goedert tonight, over 30.5 receiving yards. And as far as the point spread goes, I think it's right. The Eagles are close to being a four-point favorite. Like, for me, no value there. If you made me bet the game, I would bet the Philadelphia Eagles. I think this is a good matchup for Philly. The Eagles welcome back their star left tackle. The Commanders dealing with injuries at running back and on the offensive line. I like the Eagles tonight. Give me Dallas Goedert over receiving yards.
Nick, Bears-Packers Sunday. The Bears obviously change offensive coordinators. Thomas Brown calling the plays. What effect will that have on the line?
Yeah, it had a pretty big effect. And I think, you know, fans that don't think about things in these terms may be surprised to hear this. So this point spread opened Green Bay -6.5 at Chicago, which is like a huge point spread for like a road team, like for a road team to have in the NFL. The implication being that the Bears are really bad from what we've seen the last 3 weeks. Well, Shane Waldron gets fired. Thomas Brown's the new OC. And almost more importantly, the Bears getting both of their offensive tackles back at practice yesterday. Now, Tevin Jenkins didn't practice. We'll see if he's able to practice today or tomorrow. But both starting tackles back at practice yesterday for the Bears. And this point spread now is 5.5. So bettors have been interested in the Chicago Bears ahead of Sunday's game against the Packers with the move at OC and better health on the offensive line. And I tend to agree with that, guys. I think the point spread is probably still a little too big here if the offensive linemen are going to play for Chicago. So begrudgingly, and you know, if it's like, you know, 21-3 at halftime, I'm really going to regret it. I do like the Bears to keep the game close on Sunday against Green Bay.
So, you know, we know the best team in the NFL is the Kansas City Chiefs, and we know that they're unbeaten, and yet they are now, I believe, Buffalo a favorite over them. What do you think of that?
Yeah, so like point spread wise, yeah, like that's totally fine for the Bills to be favored, like in terms of like power ratings. Basically, the implication of this point spread is that the teams are like identical on a neutral field, or maybe like Buffalo is slightly better on a neutral. The Bills are 2.5-point home favorites on Sunday. So like there's nothing wrong with the spread, even though the Chiefs are undefeated. The Bills are probably power rated a little better. Like, to be fair, And I bet on Kansas City in a lot of games. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, they did almost lose last week to Denver. Like, blocked a field goal on the final play of the game, a 35-yarder. Would have lost if that field goal was good. But so there's nothing wrong with the point spread. That being said, though, yeah, like, I probably feel like you guys do, like the person listening right now. Great, like, I get to bet Patrick Mahomes as an underdog. Awesome. Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs to win the game on Sunday in Buffalo. And if it loses, you tip your cap to the Bills. But that's a bet you feel comfortable in making 100 out of 100 times.
Minute left, Nick. What else do you like in the NFL?
I like the Ravens guys against the Steelers. Baltimore's a 3-point road favorite this weekend. Huge game. This is like when the games start to get really good. Baltimore's a 3-point road favorite. I like the over in the game also. I think we see a lot of points, like unlike your typical Ravens-Steelers game. But I don't think Pittsburgh's going to be able to slow down Lamar Jackson and this Ravens offense. I really like the Ravens. Give me Baltimore to cover the 3. And then here's an NFC North one for you guys. The Lions are currently like a 13.5-point home favorite against the Jaguars. Mac Jones will be starting for Jacksonville. I don't think the spread is big enough. I think this could be like a 30-point Detroit win that gets Doug Peterson fired. I'll lay it with the Lions guys on Sunday against Jacksonville.
Thanks, Nick.
Good stuff.
You got it. Wishing everyone Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck. Did Dustin write that down? Dallas Goedert over.
Yeah, he's got it. You should see him.
He better.
He wrote it in crayon.
You should see the way he spelled Goddard.
I'd love to see it.
Thanks,
Dallas
Nick.
G.
Dallas G. God knows what that means. He's going to bet on Dallas Comedy. That was the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.